Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. It's Sunday morning. And we have a special guest with us today. We have a senator from the great state of South Dakota, Senator John Thune. And he wants to discuss our country and where the heck are we going. Tell me, you are also on the Energy Committee, and the price of gasoline has doubled in the last 6 months, 7 months, 8 months. And you know what I tell my friends? The price of gasoline you see at the pump right now is the gasoline based on $75 a barrel of oil. In the last 45 days, it's gone to $90, $95 a barrel of oil. So I said, fasten your seatbelt for the end of February or the beginning of March. Why are the American people doing it? Why is this happening?
Well, that's a great question, John. Honestly, I think the reason it's happening is because we are in this country shutting down energy projects that could help make America energy independent. And there's some speculation. I saw some reporting this morning that they thought, these are financial analysts who think the price for a barrel of oil could go to $150 a barrel.
Well,
Putin, think about what that does to a gallon of gasoline.
As we spoke about, Putin is laughing all the way to the bank. And I estimated that Putin is putting out 10 million barrels a day. I think it's like 10.5. At $90 or $100 a barrel, that's almost $1 billion a day, $360 billion a year. And that means he's running the entire economy of Russia based on his gas station.
Yeah. No. Somebody has once described Russia as a gas station masquerading as a country, and I think that's a good description. If you take energy out of their economy, it would be
nothing.
A crushing blow. Yeah,
they have nothing.
And yet here we are, and we have all these resources. You talked about it earlier. We've got a friendly country to the north, Canada, that has enormous energy reserves that we could be tapping into, and yet in this country as well. But we have an administration who has decided to take a lot of those projects off limits. And I think part of it is in response to this concern about being eco-friendly. And, you know, their obsession is with electric vehicles. Right now, the whole thing in the Democrat Party in terms of their energy policy is all about EVs, electric vehicles. Well, what they don't recognize is we're going to need fuel for a long time to come. And we ought to be producing it here instead of somewhere else.
We have 100 years worth of fuel between Alaska and Canada. And one of the things that people don't realize is that I asked one of my friends in Washington, a Democratic friend, and I said to him, why are you guys doing this? Why does the American people have to pay $5, $6, $7 price of gasoline? You know what he said to me? He said to me, well, if we put the price of gasoline high enough, they'll say thank you to electric cars.
Well, and that may be true. I mean, if they keep pushing the price. And I think, honestly, that's part of the strategy. I think it's to push people out of, fuel-based vehicles. But you're absolutely going to crush the economy and a lot of middle-income families, many of whom aren't going to be able to convert to EVs. You know, I represent a lot of people in South Dakota, farmers and ranchers who drive long distances. Our ag economy is built around the need for fuel, diesel fuel, you know, regular gasoline, and you know the requirements that we're going to have to meet in this country for the foreseeable future are going to have to be met with fuel oil, which we have an abundance of in this country. But because of policies that are out of whack relative to what the real economy is dictating, are not being developed. And I think it's really unfortunate and sad that the United States of America is going hat in hand to countries in the Middle East like the Saudis and asking them to produce more energy so that, we can fuel our economy here in the United States and we could do it on our own.
And a lot of pressure is being put on our American car companies. They want Ford and they want General Motors especially to be almost 100% cars by, 2035 or something like that? And I think that could create a problem for General Motors making a stupid decision like that. By the way, I don't know if the American people realize, 90% of the batteries needed for electric cars are made by China.
Right.
That's right. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And by the way, China needed extra lithium to make the batteries, so we gave them Afghanistan.
Right. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. You just can't make this stuff up, John. Part of the challenge with electric vehicles, as you point out, is, you know, you got to have batteries, then you got to have charging stations, then you got to have enough electricity on the grid power to power all these electric vehicles. And I know, talking to communities in my home state, are concerned that if everybody converts to electric vehicles, they won't have enough juice to keep their houses warm in the winter months, which is a pretty big deal in South Dakota. So it's a false economy right now, built around a set of assumptions that aren't realistic. And, you know, it may be, and I'm not against it. People want to convert to electric vehicles, more power to them.
It should be optional, not mandatory.
Totally, yeah. And if by 2030, but that means, even if it is 2035, that means between now and then, we're going to need a lot of fuel. And why would we not be developing American resources to do that?
It is crazy that we're not doing it, and begging OPEC and begging Putin to put out more of their oil to satisfy our needs. The American people really don't realize yet why is this happening. And President Biden vetoes the Keystone Pipeline and approves the Russian pipeline.
Yeah.
Did anybody understand what that was all about?
Well, you can't explain that one in the middle of the country. And in my state of South Dakota, the Keystone XL pipeline went right through our state. And there are every municipal government, school district was for it because they had paid taxes. And that was all revenue that would go into a lot of these rural school districts. There's a lot of jobs that came with it. And obviously it takes a resource that comes from a friendly nation like Canada and transports it to places where, you know, we need to supply the demand here in the United States. So, yeah, first day in office, first move, cancels the Keystone XL pipeline, and yet lifts sanctions, waives sanctions on the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, what we call the Putin pipeline, which is his lifeline. I mean, this is how the Russian economy goes. This is how Putin became a billionaire, and this is how he funds all the activities in the military that we're now seeing on the Ukrainian border. So the notion that the United States of America would shut down an American pipeline and yet sanction one, support one that Putin is using to keep his economy going is absolutely the irony of that, and the absolute hypocrisy of that. You can't even.
Well, it's issues like that that get in my craws, as my wife would say, and she's from Indiana. And what issues really get to you?
Well, my state, our number one industry is agriculture, so I pay a lot of attention to farmers, ranchers, and price of fuel is a huge one. Price of inputs, diesel, not only fuel, but fertilizer, seed, equipment. Everything has gone up. So the margins are shrinking for America's farmers. And boy, do they see that happening. And so this inflation, this inflationary spiral we're in right now is impacting every sector of the economy. But we really feel it in South Dakota. So I care a lot about that. I care a lot about economic issues, pocketbook issues that affect American families. And I think so, you know, you look at taxes, spending, you know, energy, a big part of that. Trade is a big deal for agriculture. Those are all issues, economic issues that have a profound impact, not only in my state, but our entire country. So those are the kinds of things I really pay attention to.
I agree with you. But even though President Biden has said, we're only going to tax the rich, we're only going to tax the corporations. Guess who's paying the problem? Yeah. It's the poor and the middle class.
Yeah,
because the price of food is going up, the price of gasoline is going up, the price of clothing is going up, everything's going up.
Right. Well, and everything gets passed on. And so when he talks about taxing rich people, people who create jobs in this country, they pass that on. Consumers end up paying it. But to your point, if you look at what's happened just in the last year, in January of 2021, inflation was 1.2%, well within the Fed's, you know, 2% range. Today at 7.5, we've had 8 straight months now where the inflation rate has been 5% or higher, and the cost per average family this last year went up by $3,500 just to buy the things that they need
crazy
to survive. It is crazy. So,
Senator John Thune of South Dakota, thank you for everything you do for South Dakota. Thank you for everything you do for our country, and let's pray and let's make sure that our country, the right things happen in our country. God bless
here,
you
here,
and God bless America.
Thanks, John. Yeah, amen to that, and great to be with you. Thanks.